Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red Hot Comic Book Movie News, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday, but with me, as always, is my co-host Nick Mason.
Hello.
Wow, big week this week, Nick Mason. You know that, don't you? Better than anyone. Yes. There's huge Disney Plus news.
I know it's a big week because you're using my full name and you're going to continue to do it. That's the entire podcast.
I can't stop. I won't stop. You cannot stop me. Just try and stop me.
I think you'll lose interest very quickly.
I agree. But this week, if you do want to jump around because of time codes, of course.
That is your right and your obligation.
Agreed.
It's your right and responsibility.
Collings, who edits this, he puts them below for everyone's convenience. So say if you wanted to jump ahead.
Except his own.
That's the true exactly. Hero. You're absolutely right. There's some big movie delays.
Because he doesn't need them because it's all in his head. He knows exactly where everything is.
It's all in his brain.
Yeah.
There's a big bidding war for a Lethal Weapon style buddy cop comedy movie you might have seen.
I haven't.
Vin Diesel reaches out to his brother, The Rock.
Little bro, he calls him, right? Little bro, yeah.
Squid Game Season 2. A bunch of news for Spider-Man No Way Home. Doctor Strange 2 gets some reshoots in trouble, question mark? And then, of course, we're doing Disney Plus Day where there's just a bunch of news including new X-Men and Obi-Wan and Secret Invasion.
Just
and
little snippets
Ms. Marvel,
of things.
That's right. But look.
We were like, can we do a whole episode on this?
No.
Maybe there'll be a big She-Hulk trailer. There wasn't. There was 2 seconds. Maybe there'll be a big Moon Knight trailer. There wasn't. There was just Oscar Isaac doing a little voice.
That's right. So at a special request, this is for Broden Kelly of Auntie Donna fame.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted us to talk about No Time to Die because he's the only person in Australia other than us who have seen it.
Apparently so.
So we are going to do finally No Time to Die.
How long has it been out everywhere else?
I think it came out a million years ago. It was the first movie ever made.
Wow.
They used charcoal and they drew it on the side of a dinosaur, mate.
That's not a movie.
What? No, it was moving because the dinosaur.
Oh, because the dinosaur is moving. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've got a lot
so
to say.
So some sort of sophisticated prehistoric animation system.
Sure, let's say that.
Wow.
Let's say that I did think it through and that's what I meant.
And they were, but it was about a present day, like espionage situation in prehistoric times.
They didn't predict things. It kind of just sets some trends that people, like society had to catch up to.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You get it, right?
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. I'm not going to say I don't get it because then I look stupid.
Yeah, you don't want that.
I do get it, and I think you're right.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Speaking of me being right, or at the very least just running my mouth, my wife has a podcast. Well, we do one together called Suggestible, separate to this.
And we do one together called The Weekly Planet.
Correct, but she does one called Taunts where she talks just about a bunch of stuff, a bunch of crap, quite frankly.
Wow.
No, it's a great show. She did the last one for the season. And where we talk about, basically the idea is the guest comes in with like a formative piece of like pop culture that they saw as a kid.
And they were murdered then because it's a big season finale and who done it? Was it you or Claire?
You have to listen to find out.
Mm-hmm.
But she interviews me and I talk about the movie Office Space.
How'd she get that? How'd you get an interview with James Clements?
As we mentioned in the show, I was my break glass in case of emergency guest.
I understand. Sure.
And we talk about like how leaving my regular job for this and kids and balance and all these with like stuff and, you know, things like that. So if people are interested, I mean, I always like talking to my wife, which I think is important.
Get a load of this guy. Loves talking to his wife. I'm sorry, you said like talking to my wife.
that's a fairly important distinction, but that's linked below. Also, vote for Suggestible.
Get a load of this guy. He likes talking to his wife.
Also, we're trying to reel the podcast awards again, the Australian Podcast Awards.
Of course, yes, that's right. I want people, for people who have forgotten or don't know or didn't listen to the last episode, we were both on our pals Andy and Al's podcast, Tour of the Think Tank.
I made it. I wasn't going to make it.
You made it in time, that's true. Yeah. So,
what are we, like 7-hour mark, 8-hour mark?
Yeah, and we thought it was going to be up in the little podcast room in Stupid Old Studios, but it was in the big downstairs room with the big screens.
I was not ready for that.
But high definition cameras. And
I have terrible hair at the moment. I was not ready for that.
But so they, for people who don't know, their podcast Two in the Think Tank, they come up with 5 sketch ideas every week. But for the 300th episode, they were going to do 300 sketch ideas. They'd done this in the past. It had taken hours and hours. It's all the video is all up on this stupid old channel on YouTube. It's 18 hours. You could just go to YouTube and just browse you can just browse videos of a certain length, starting longest to shortest, and it'd be towards the top.
Yeah,
so it's like 18 and a half hours long or something like that. 8-hour mark. We're at the 8-hour mark.
I sketch 153, I want to say.
Something like that.
But there's some great guests.
Absolutely.
Terrific.
Yeah. Our pals over at Do Go On and a bunch of local guys that I think are very funny. So check it out.
Here's something that I don't think is very funny.
I think we did all right also.
We got 12. Well, we didn't get 12. We were there for 12 or something. 10 to 12. You're not going to be happy about this, Mason. Delays. Wrong theme tune. But not dismays. This is when things are delayed, but we go, don't even worry about it. Because there's always movies.
I think maybe if this were a video format, it'd be a calendar of all the pages would be flipping away.
Yeah, like our No Time to Die calendar.
Yes, and then it's obsolete now. It's a collector's item.
I know, right? What do you reckon we could get for it?
50 cents.
Wow, that's way less than what you paid for it, I assume.
I paid 45 cents for it.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's appreciated in value. So, I mean, we hold on to it long enough, every remaining copy will be destroyed except for that one. We'd have to put in like some sort of vacuum sealed chamber so the paper doesn't degrade.
Yeah.
But I reckon by 2050, we could probably get a dollar.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which I guess with inflation is less than what it was originally
worth. Way less.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Anyways, Transformers.
Also, you know, probably... Probably be water wars and stuff happening.
Yeah, that probably might be. So, and I'll step on it.
Yeah, just on purpose.
Running from giant human-sized cockroaches.
All those AI robots. Yeah, the AI robots. The Boston Dynamics robots. Exactly. They have shotguns on them now.
So
Transformers.
Yeah, Transformers. Well, speaking of, Transformers Rise of the Beasts has been pushed one full year to June of 2023. Mm-hmm. I actually just watched Bumblebee with my son this week. It's fun, man. It's a good movie.
Fun.
I got mad at the start when they're on Cybertron and you can see who everybody is and all the designs are like from the 80s and whatever. And they're all, you know who's who and you can see the action clearly. And I'm like, God damn it, I watched so many Michael Bay Transformers movies to get to this. And speaking of delays, Rogue Squadron has been delayed from 2023. Now, it's said that Patty Jenkins has had a scheduling conflict because he's working on Wonder Woman 3, she's working on a Cleopatra movie. You might be familiar with, also with Gal Gadot. But I do wonder whether this is a you've been fired from Star Wars situation.
Oh, you think so? You think that'll come
I don't
out
know,
later,
yeah. But like it seems like they do this a lot and I'm not sure. What do you think?
Yeah, it might come out. I mean, Star Wars seems to have this
stink about it.
Well, the system seems to be if they tap you for a project and if anything untoward happens from between then and when your movie is supposed to be start off, they'll dump you.
Yep.
They did that with Trevorrow because he made that weird kid murderer movie.
Yeah, they did it with the GOT boys.
GOT
bros. Mm. There's supposed to be a Rian Johnson trilogy happening.
Yes.
There's rumors that Chloe Zhao might be doing the Kevin Feige produced one, but also maybe that was debunked this week as well.
But also, you know,
back of Eternals. Maybe they won't let her. I don't know.
Just don't know. Maybe a movie that rates 48% on Rotten Tomatoes or whatever will get knock you out of the running for Star Wars. I don't know.
Don't know. Speaking of Star and Wars,
I was going to say also in Rise of the Beast, Wheeljack is a VW bus.
Do you like that?
I do. I think it's cool.
Yeah, that is cool. So that one is a sequel to Bumblebee.
Yes.
And Bumblebee is not in the regular Transformers continuity, apparently.
Okay.
Which is good.
It is good.
Because then you got to work out how Unicron's in the planet again or something.
It's true.
Got to build back to that.
Yeah.
Also, Star Trek 4, whatever that ends up looking like, is actually moved 6 months from June to December of 2023.
I see.
There we go. Do you know there was an MGM bidding war this week, Mason?
I thought somebody already owned it. Didn't somebody?
No, sorry. No, sorry. Within MGM.
Okay.
And other major motion picture companies.
Oh.
And their logos.
Oh, you're saying so somebody wants to purchase a yes. famous property and MGM wants it?
Well,
they already have it.
So Dave Bautista made a post a while back who was like, I want to do a buddy cop style Lethal Weapon movie with Jason Momoa.
Okay.
And then there was this furious bidding war and MGM won. So I look forward to just that being a version of Red Notice or whatever.
Sure.
whatever happens.
I was going to mention, I was going to save this to what we read and what we're going to read.
Yeah.
Most famous segment.
Yeah.
I watched Red Notice this week.
And?
It's fine. It's pretty good.
Okay, cool. Because I haven't heard like massively glowing things, but I did see someone in the Great Mates group worked on it.
Oh, there you go.
And that's awesome.
Well, I think it's, I went into it, A, doing other things. So mm-hmm. I was just on in my house. But also I went in with the idea of like, okay, it's just two guys who I like primarily.
And they're both selling different types of alcohol throughout the
yes,
movie?
Yes, they are, yeah.
Is that right?
So, yeah, there is definitely what I think is some aviation gin in it, but yeah. you don't see the label,
okay.
I don't think.
Very
but
clever.
I mean, probably aficionados would recognize the bottle. I
yeah, that's
imagine.
Me.
But it's sort of like, okay, these guys are sort of two, they're charismatic and you like them together and they're doing a thing
yeah, yeah,
together.
Yeah.
And I think if you the plot and et cetera is pretty rote, but I think it's... And the action is also fine. But I think as far as you know, it's like an Abbott and Costello or what have you. Like it.
Yes,
I
yes.
wouldn't be surprised if they either do a sequel to this or they just keep showing up in different movies together.
Oh,
have
okay,
we ever
yeah.
talked about Spencer and Hill?
Which one's that? It's Jake Gerard Dinn who worked on
oh,
this as well. He was in the art. It was an art department right. assistant. How cool is that?
Spencer and Hill, Bud Spencer and Terrence Hill, not their real names,
yeah.
were two Italian actors.
Mamma mia.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Who, except they met, I think, doing spaghetti westerns. And then from like the 70s through the 80s and I think a little bit of the 90s, they did like action adventure comedy buddy movies together in English speaking countries with primarily English speaking supporting cast that were only ever shown in Italy.
What are we talking about here?
These two guys.
Yeah, I mean, like, what movies would I have known? Any
you won't.
Of them?
You won't know any of them. But they're all on Amazon Prime. I've watched a few of
really?
Them. They're actually pretty good. Look up Terrence Hill, Spencer and Hill. I guess if you look them up.
All right.
One looks like a young Rob Lowe, and one looks like.
There's a music group called Terrence Hill and Bud Spencer.
Yeah, yeah,
so. Yeah. Go
and
on.
And one looks like Jonathan Rhys-Davies.
Oh yeah, I can say that.
And
yeah,
they're
yeah.
just like they just did these series of movies where they're the two main characters, and they never really do. Like they're always just new
yeah.
characters, just on new adventures.
So it's like kind of like Butch Cassidy and the Sting.
Yes,
it's like
exactly.
Redford
yeah.
and Paul Newman.
Yeah, yeah,
but
just
like,
over and over again.
That's interesting.
It wouldn't surprise me if
they did a version of that.
Yeah, they did a version of that. Maybe with Gal Gadot again as the third.
Sure.
As the third, but I reckon they probably just do.
I've never heard of this. That's interesting.
They're like a phenomenons in Italy.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
The homeland
I'm
of Italy.
A huge fan. Speaking of phenomenons.
Yes.
Speaking of two buddies.
Mm-hmm.
You might have seen this. I know you have this post from Vin Diesel, which I'm going to read here verbatim.
Okay.
Which is a call out to, well, look, I'll just read it. I don't know.
You're going to do some crunches. No, do some, he would do push-ups first.
He
I
would
think.
Do diamond push-ups.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know where
okay.
you put your hands together like this?
Okay.
It works on the inner chest and triceps.
Okay. Can you only use these
no,
index
no, you,
fingers
you
and thumbs?
No, you go flat hand, but because you've got your hands together, you don't get the full range of motions of your entire arm.
Oh, I see.
Limits of motion.
Okay.
You're targeting specific muscle
okay.
groups.
How many of those would you do before he released this?
How
statement?
Many can I do? Well, mate, how many you got? How many do you want me to do?
1,000.
That's too many. I can't do that many, mate.
500?
That's also too many.
250.
I'll do 5.
That's pretty good. That's good.
Here we go. My little brother, Dwayne.
Yuck, bad start.
I know,
power
right?
move.
I wouldn't even say that to my actual brother.
Right?
Because it comes a point where you're just both grown people.
Yeah. If you were like, hey, little brother, he'd be like, I think he'd just look around and be like, what is this?
Yeah. And then he'd bolt me on the top of the head.
Because he's bigger than you.
The time has come. The world awaits the finale of Fast 10. As you know, my children refer to you as Uncle Dwayne in my house.
What?
There is not a holiday.
Uncle Dwayne, that guy I hate.
There is not a holiday that goes by that they and you don't send well wishes. But the time has come. Legacy awaits. I told you years ago that I was going to fulfill my promise to Pablo. Paul Walker?
Paul Walker,
I'd yeah. I swore that we would reach and manifest the best Fast and the Furious finale. That is 10. I say this out of love, but you must show up. Do not leave the franchise idle. You have a very important role to play. Hobbs can't be played by no other. I hope that you rise to the occasion and fulfill your destiny. And then there's a photo of them together, except he's clearly photoshopped himself quite poorly as bigger and whiter than The Rock.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Now to refresh my memory and other people's memories,
yes.
Famously, they didn't get along during the filming of the Fast and Furious movies they were in.
Yeah.
And Vin Diesel was like, The Rock is very unprofessional. Is that right?
Or something like that. And Vin Diesel was saying, like, the way that he approached it, like, he's talked about this, how, like, he used
a Fellini film.
Yeah, like, he was using a lot of anger and trying to, like, rile him up. And he's like, it's acting. Can we not fucking... Because they were supposed to be enemies and whatever.
Yeah,
become brothers and et cetera. Mm. And recently he said, like, Vin Diesel talked about that and how he was trying to get the best performance out of The Rock and whatever, which is ridiculous because... I mean, The Rock's, he's not a terrible actor, is he? Like, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
he's
very
charming and he can jump and stuff and punch.
That's all you need.
But
good actor, jump and punch.
If I was The Rock,
maybe they should have cast him as Mario.
Maybe they should have.
Jump and punch, you know, Yoshi in the back of the head.
Yeah. If I was The Rock, though, and this was me, I wouldn't do this out of absolute spite.
I'd be like, I'm going to do Red Notice 2-4 in a day. I'm just going to film all my scenes in a day. I can't be there.
That's right.
Little brother.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, he hasn't responded.
Because he doesn't want to be full, like, fall on my sword kind of thing. So he wants to have a little bit of condescension in there, I think.
I think if he honestly came to him and said, listen, I've clearly overstepped, there's been a miscommunication, I'd love you to be part of this.
Mm.
That's how you approach somebody.
I promise I won't... you know, pretend to be mad at you or whatever or push you around.
You can hit me.
Yeah.
You can hit me.
You can hit me one more time than I hit you.
You can hit my kids.
No.
They call you Uncle Punchy.
No.
They call you. Anyway, we'll see how this plays out.
Mm.
Squid Game Season 2.
He's got enough money, Vin. He doesn't need any more money from him.
No, but he also knows that he needs him, really. Doesn't he? Don't you think? To make it the biggest version of this movie.
Yeah, you need everybody back. Yeah,
he fucking,
except anybody who's been cancelled or killed. But even then, bring him back.
Yeah,
bring back that guy from the first one.
Oh, the guy, the little rat man. Or
he's
whatever.
Been shot. bionic organs. Give him bionic organs.
That's right.
Anyway, he's a car now.
He's a car now.
He's Turbo Teen now.
Even
bring him back as Turbo Teen.
40 or whatever, probably. Squid Game Season 2. Creator and director Hwang Dong-hyuk says... So there's so much pressure. So there's been so much pressure, so much demand. Oh, by the way, Squid Game, biggest Netflix show of all time.
Mm.
So this is bound to happen. And so much demand and so much love for a second season. So I almost felt like you leave us no choice. But I will say there will be indeed a second season. It's in my head right now. I'm in the planning process currently. Inevitable. It was going to happen.
Yes.
I'm skeptical.
Of what part?
Squid Game Season 2.
In what sense? What do you mean?
Like that it will be good.
Oh.
I just think like...
Okay, there might be some spoilers for Squid Game here as we talk about Squid Game.
If I've seen it though.
That's true.
Sure.
Yeah. Why are you skeptical in the sense of like in a narrative sense? Do you think it might not be satisfying
it's
in
like
some way?
You got to bring back the Squid Game. It's like with Hunger Games, right? You got to get back into the Hunger Games. When you go out of the Hunger Games,
mm-hmm.
it's not interesting. It's not the Hunger Games.
You're saying this might take place mostly outside of Squid Game.
Or you have to work in a narrative where. Now, you've now got a protagonist who's well aware of Squid Game.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean you start up a Squid Game and also while the protagonist is doing things outside of Squid Game, you've got people within the Squid Game
do another
doing a Squid Game,
yes.
I guess?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't think – I think people are going to be disappointed by this.
Yeah, right.
That's what I think. Because it was not really supposed to be this phenomenon. And I think now there's also so much pressure on it and so much fan art and ideas. And it might just fall under the weight of itself at this point because it's the biggest show in the world. I would love that to not be the case because it's a fun show.
Yeah.
And it's about
squids.
Yes, you got it. A lot of people don't get it. That's why I like
get
you.
It though, yeah,
that's right. Did you see there was a poster this week? A bit of Spider-Man No Way Home news.
Yes.
Unless you got some. What are your thoughts on Squid Game? I guess.
Ah.
I'm jumping ahead. I didn't.
Great question.
I didn't. I'd stop to let my little brother.
Oh no! No. I don't know. Also, the what's interesting is that I think they'll probably have to go bigger. Only in the sense that because now
more squids.
Or more squids, bigger squids, deeper squids.
Mm.
Because it's going to have to be a bigger production because people are expecting more, but also because the character who won Squid Game is incredibly rich now.
Yeah.
So he could just hire some people to check out all sorts of weird islands and immediately find out where the next Squid Game is happening.
That's right.
So
where do you think it is?
Probably Thailand.
Probably the same spot, I reckon.
You reckon the exact same spot?
It's just that same island. It's probably where they do the Squid Game, I reckon.
Just back in there?
Yeah.
Huh.
They changed the rooms. It's fine.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
You saw Squid Game, right?
I saw Squid Game, yes.
Very good.
Who do you think they're going to bring back? Did we have this conversation?
We were already talking about it. Okay. Yes. But the one who, because we're in spoilers, the third person to die,
yep.
The main guy, obviously, the cop, mm-hmm. The dude who was running the Squid Game, not yes. The main guy, but like the tournament
guy,
dude,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some of the people in animal masks, diamond animal masks and stuff.
He'll probably be back, yeah.
Anyways.
Or main guy gets shot in the head immediately at the start of the second season because they knew where he was.
That's true.
So probably.
He's been on that plane, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe the dude at the train station doing the.
Oh, he'll be back. Yeah,
again.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man No Way Home got a poster. Did you see it?
Yes.
Who did you see in the background?
Everyone.
The greenest of goblins?
Yes.
He was coming and going. Did you see the big leaks as well? John Campia posted some photos that were like, he's like, there's a fake, but like then Sony took them down.
Oh, I didn't see that.
For those people who, I guess, slight spoilers, if you haven't been following all the lies on the internet about who's in this movie, but it's a photo of Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire and Tom Holland together.
Whoa.
In their Spider-Man costumes. And even if it's fake,
yes,
which it could be, it's 100% happening. And speaking of, this Tuesday.
Again, we've said this before, but imagine if it wasn't.
I would love it. Right? There's part of me that would just love that so much.
Yeah.
Just the heartbreak.
Yeah.
The utter heartbreak.
Just maybe just, you know, the whole multiverse collapses in the first, you know, it all comes spiraling out of control in the first 10, 15 minutes. Then it immediately gets resolved and it's just a regular Spider-Man movie.
And he's back in Europe.
Just, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so there's going to be a LA special event this week where it looks like there's going to be some big announcement. There's going to be the trailer.
Oh.
There's talk that we don't know at this point as a recording whether they're going to release the trailer online. I think they probably will because it will leak regardless,
mm-hmm.
maybe even before the
yep,
event.
Sure.
And I think they're going to bring out the cast. I think. I don't know.
And they're going to bring out a cake.
Do you think they will?
Yeah.
Who's in the cake?
It's a regular cake.
Steven Seagal's in there, Mason.
What?
It's a reverse Under Siege.
That's amazing.
Someone else was in the
Whoa.
Cake. Do you remember that movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones is in it. They do a knife fight at the end.
That's a good movie.
No?
I agree.
Wow.
I don't even know if I've seen it. I think I've seen the one on the trade, which is the
Under
second.
Siege 2, yeah.
Yeah.
Still sieging.
Still sieging. Anyway, we'll see this week. I'll do a trailer, something, and whatever.
Think they should do another Under Siege movie?
No.
Just Steven Seagal, just real slow, just.
Oh God, he's
struggling.
He's something else, that bloke, isn't he?
He really is.
Something
yeah.
bad. Just yep. distress.
Mm-hmm.
He's friends with Putin. Like, what the fuck is that?
Very odd.
What
right?
are you doing?
I don't know.
But, like, he's one of those guys that's weird. He's like, no, he's nice. He's nice to you. Mm. He's a war criminal.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you talking about? I mean, all world leaders are war criminals. What am I even talking about, Mason?
I don't know, James.
He's a particularly bad one. Anyway, according to The Hollywood Reporter.
Oh, yes.
Doctor Strange 2 is doing some significant reshoots.
Uh-oh.
What does significant look like, you ask me?
Yes.
Yes. Well, that's 6 weeks of reshoots, 6 days a week. Now, you might be like, isn't that the length of shooting a regular movie?
Yeah.
Often that is the case.
Sounds like some sort of 90% reshoot situation.
Different people are saying different things, Mason, on this Sam Raimi helmed project.
Well, who's saying the worst thing? And let's take that
I'll do
verbatim. Two. Okay.
One person says, Insider says, we've had bigger reshoots on other MCU movies.
Uh-huh.
And this other person is saying, they're here until the end of the year. Well, that's like a whole other movie.
And some people are saying, help. Help, we're trapped in this movie. They said that we're going to keep making it from scratch until we get it right.
We don't want to do it, but they're making us do it.
Okay, that sounds bad.
It's interesting because Sam Raimi's doing it.
Yes.
And Sam Raimi obviously had trouble last time he made a comic book movie, which was Spider-Man 3, because he didn't get the version that he wanted.
Yeah.
Also, they removed Scott Derrickson from the... Because Doctor Strange 2 was supposed to be like a horror movie, but now it's like a multiverse whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they wanted to lead into that. So... What does this mean? It could just be reshoots. Could just be more adding more crazy dimensions, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't know what this is, to be honest.
We'll have to check. What we'll have to do is when they've finished filming it, we'll just check the film canisters they leave out.
Yeah, yeah.
And it might say like adding more crazy dimensions.
Yeah.
The more crazy dimension stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it might say whole new movie because the last one sucked and he's in a lot of trouble.
We realised we had Benedict Cumberbatch's wig on backwards the whole time.
That's right.
We have to do the whole thing again. You can't even see his face.
We put the goatee between his eyes.
Anyways, it was Disney Plus Day and thank God.
Oh, my God. Waiting all year for whatever date that was.
so,
Right.
So I thought they were going to do like a 30-minute presentation, but it was spread out like over the day. With some
I don't
social...
even know where it was. Because all I've seen is I've seen snippets on YouTube.
Thumbs on Disney Plus as
okay,
well.
Okay, yeah. Because I wasn't like, my
most of it happened when we were asleep as well, I should point
out. Yeah, my first impression was like, oh, if I switch on Disney Plus, it'll be like on a banner and you click it and there's a presentation or something. Yeah. But there wasn't.
It's Jeff Goldblum being like, oh, what's this? And then it just points to a screen in whatever place.
you acted like he was brushing a spider off his shoulder.
Maybe he was.
Yeah.
One of the I'll just touch on a bit of everything, and okay. I'm definitely going to miss some stuff. But I'm glad they didn't kind of like do they didn't DC it in terms of like a 40-hour presentation.
Yes, that's right.
Like they broke it up into small social media posts. I don't think there was anything here like too earth-shattering. But no, there's some decent stuff
here. But I think there's a middle ground there because this was, from what I can tell, they really whipped through this.
Yeah.
And of the stuff we were interested in, just the tiniest little snippets.
Snippety dippities. Here's one. Dan Trachtenberg.
Snippety dippity.
Dan Trachtenberg released an image of his Predator prequel called Prey.
Oh, yes.
Which is an all new entry in the at Predator franchise. I'm reading this off Twitter. Prey is set in the world of the Comanche Nation. Mm. Comanche Nation?
Yes.
300 years ago. So it's from the original film from director Dan Trachtenberg, who did The Boys, 10 Cloverfield Lane. It's only on Hulu in 2022, going to streaming, which is interesting,
yes.
Which I guess probably means Star in Australia, I guess.
Yeah, it could be Star.
I'm hoping it also goes to cinemas as well because a good Predator movie is a good. There's two good Predator movies. There's Predator, and then there's Predators.
That's correct.
And then there's The Predator, which is another movie that they made.
It's Predator 2.
Yeah, which is okay, I guess. It's kind of a bit
it's
of fun.
Packed in it.
And then there's Alien vs. Predator.
The head comes
That's
off.
That's true. Alien vs. Predator. Yes. And then Alien vs. Predator Requiem.
Mm-hmm,
of course, there's a video game, including an arcade.
That's right.
Speaking of which, we're doing a video game this week, aren't we, for Caravan of Garbage?
That's right.
Thank God we're through Ghostbusters because I'm fucking sick of 40-year-old men screaming at me about Ghostbusters. Get over it.
Well, what did you expect, James?
I know, but you need to get past the 2016 version. Like, we all know it wasn't great, and it's done. They're not making it anymore. It's finished. It was 5 years ago, and there are no sequels.
Guys, if you're a 40-year-old man...
It didn't do well.
If you're a 40-year-old man and you didn't like it, crowdfund a remake. You know, get $200 billion for it, like that Last Jedi remake.
I'm not saying it's just 40-year-old men, but I am saying that, aren't
I? Yeah, you are.
I just didn't... I'm kind of... You know, it's good because we gave it a bit of space because it didn't cut. It's been like literally half a decade since that
That's
movie
correct, yes.
came out. But God, what? It's just Ghostbusters. Good Lord. Anyway, I guess it's my own fault in a way for talking about Ghostbusters. Did you see there was a poster?
James, before you go.
Yeah, yeah.
I've just gone to RemakeTheLastJedi.com.
Oh, what are we up to?
The total pledge is... $418,970,000.
How much did you pledge again? Because you pledged, didn't you?
Yeah, $1 million. All the money I had. I'm like, this is
all the money you have is $1 million.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, they're also going to have to do a sequel, aren't they?
Yeah, so I guess they'll need another.
Are there any updates on that?
$418 million. There's some spam. There's some like pop up ads. Nope, just total pledged.
Great. Can you still pledge?
Let's check. No, but you can take our What Jedi Are You quiz.
Oh, who are you?
Let's find out. Probably Rey.
But I don't think that she'd be in that.
No.
I think they wouldn't put her in.
I'm not going to take this quiz. It's got 9 questions.
Nine questions?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
Should you just say, what Jedi do you want to be?
Rey.
It should say, obviously what you're going to do is you're going to keep taking the test and answering questions to get to the Jedi you want to be. So just say which Jedi you want to be. All right?
That's true. Did you see they announced Spider-Man Freshman Year, which is an animated series.
Oh.
Follows Peter Parker on his way to becoming Spider-Man in the MCU with a journey unlike we've ever seen and a style that celebrates the character's early comic book roots. Executive producer Jeff Trammell serves as head writer. So basically it's an MCU origin Tom Holland Spider-Man, but maybe Tom Holland's not in it. Spider-Man show.
Okay. So we're doing this. This is going to be set prior to Captain America Civil War,
I assume,
presumably.
But
okay.
I don't know.
And he's going to be in his weird weird sack suit.
I mean, it could be after. Like, it could be between Civil War and Infinity
That's
War
true.
As well.
Maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah, but Origin, I presume it means early days, and maybe we'll get some Uncle Ben action.
By what that, does I mean, that mean?
We see him shot.
Sure.
That action scene.
Yeah.
Pa-pow.
Wow.
Wow, bring it back. Mm-hmm. I love it. Speaking of action, Obi-Wan Kenobi got a sizzle reel.
Mm-hmm. Hello there.
There he is. Okay. I just pointed and I waited and then he did it.
I just did, for people who don't know, this got cut out of the editor, but I just did dozens of different catchphrases. You picked the one that was correct.
You won't get away this time. You did that. You did all of them.
Did I do that?
We saw a number of things confirmed.
Did I do that, Aduku?
This was leaked as well, did you say?
No.
It was leaked. We saw some concept art, some Inquisitors, some Darth Vader fighting Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That's the big news, I think.
We get him going off world. Cool. Really excited.
Yeah, because otherwise he's going to do battle with Darth Vader on Tatooine and then Darth Vader's going to forget where he is.
Exactly. Yeah. So there you go. Again, and I was going to do a trailer breakdown. It didn't end up happening because they didn't release a proper trailer. I think what I recorded, a thing that I ended up releasing was, this is just what I want to see from Star Wars at the moment. Mm-hmm. I don't care about anything else except for this.
All right.
And then I'm going to retire from Star Wars.
You're not going to retire from Star Wars.
I'm retiring.
No, you can't do it.
I'm going.
No one will let you.
You might be right.
Don't also, get me wrong. What if it's bad?
Yeah, well, look, don't get me wrong. I don't think it will be. Maybe it will be. I don't know. But I think The Mandalorian is good.
I think it'll be good too, James. Yeah.
Boba Fett's
folks,
cool.
I'm setting up his expectations that it's really good, and then it's going to be then be kind of less than perfect, and I'll be sad about it.
Rian Johnson trilogy, I want to see it. The Rogue Squadron movie, all of these things are good, but this is the only thing I've ever wanted to see.
Wow.
Ever in my life.
In your life, wow.
I'm going to retire from life also. We also got, here we go. Here we bloody go.
Uh-oh.
X-Men 1997. You know what this is about?
X-Men.
Yep.
In 97.
It's a continuation.
Yes.
Of the X-Men animated series, which stopped in 1996. So they're getting a number of the original cast back, not all of them, plus some new voices. It's coming in 2023. Mm-hmm. All right then.
That's
pretty cool. Do you think kids love X-Men, or do you think?
Go on. 40-year-old men love X-Men.
Well, I think also they're also going to be live-action X-Men in the works by then. So it's going to all tie in. You're going to get old fans and new fans, and there'll be movies and whatever. It's all going to... It's all going to kick off.
Do you think, James, this animated series is going to be soundtracked by the hits of 1997, including Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba?
Yes, Mason. What other hits have we got?
Peaches? Bop by Hanson.
Peaches? I think that was 96.
Okay. I'll Be Missing You, P. Diddy.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Semi-Charmed Life.
What else we got?
Hypnotized, Notorious B.I.G. Bittersweet Symphony.
Oh, yeah. Which Smashing Pumpkins song was big that year?
It was probably Tonight Zero? Tonight.
Last Night, yeah. It was that album, Melancholy, something.
And The Infinite Sadness. Yeah. I think that maybe that was like 95 or something.
Okay.
Anyway, I Want You, Savage Garden. Little bit of Savage Garden. Yeah. Put that in there. Okay.
Savage Garden, fun fact. The lead singer from Savage Garden, Darren Hayes, followed me on Twitter, and then he stopped following me on Twitter.
Whoa.
Don't harass him. Yeah. But he's a big Star Wars guy.
That's right.
That Savage Garden, that Melancholy something was in 95.
Okay.
I'm an idiot.
Did I not say 95?
I don't know what you said. You probably said 95. Mm-hmm. What else were you saying though?
Do you know what I mean, Oasis?
I know what you mean.
Remember that album?
I remember Oasis.
That album was huge.
Hey, who am I? I've done this before, but who am I? I fucking hate my brother.
Either of the Gallagher brothers, yeah.
That's my Oasis impression. Anything else?
Any other songs in 1997?
Yeah.
Song 2, Blur.
Yeah.
God, remember Britpop? You don't. You don't remember.
Of course I remember Britpop. What do you mean?
How do you remember Britpop and not Radiohead?
I know who they are.
Yeah, right.
Of Radiohead pop, really, though?
It was like it was that era when that British rock was
Would you
popular.
Consider Green Day Britpop?
No.
I know they're not British, but he does that kind of.
Oh, I
the
see.
The voice, the inflection is a
no,
bit kind of.
No.
Okay.
No.
There you go. Anyway, should we move on or should we keep doing this?
I mean, I like doing this. I like looking at things.
Stop living in the past, Mason.
No, I will. I'm just going to live in the past. Thank you. Tony Braxton.
Why are you doing that?
Yes.
We had some logos and reveals for the Echo TV series.
Oh, Return of the Mac. Sorry.
Oh, man. The people used to do that joke at when I worked at McDonald's for like the Big Mac and whatever.
That sounds like a good joke.
You put
joke.
It places. It was really funny. Yeah. It was really funny the first time down to the last time that I did it because I did it every time I was there.
Wow.
You know?
Yes, sure.
Did you see there was a reveal of Echo, the TV series?
No.
So the Echo, and I think it's going to be
the Daredevil supporting character.
Apparently,
the main character she's going to be in Hawkeye, right?
Apparently it's also going to, the rumors it's going to fold in a lot of Netflix stuff. Like you're going to see Daredevil and whatever, which would be rad. Ironheart logo, Agatha House of Harkness series.
Yes.
So Jack Schaefer is working on that, who worked on WandaVision, which I think is great.
Okay.
Marvel Zombies is getting its own season,
yes,
animated.
With that classic sort of Marvel Zombies kind of Addams Family style logo.
I wonder
logo.
Whether they're doing, like it'll continue or it'll be a new dimension.
I think it's going to be a new dimension.
Yeah, because Marvel Zombies in the comics, it's like often just they just do a new dimension of zombies. What If is getting a season two. I Am Groot animated,
yep,
where it's a little Groot show. We also got an image of Secret Invasion. Did you see that?
Yes, it's just Nick Fury's Nicholas got a big Fury. Beard.
Yeah.
Looking good. Because he's been out in space probably.
Been out in space.
They don't have razors in space.
They don't have razor spaces. Ms. Marvel, got some footage for that.
Okay, yeah,
it's coming up. Mm-hmm. I think they said last quarter next year, I believe. It got pushed. We got a small teaser for Moon Knight and Oscar Isaac. Boy, is he committing to a voice.
I think it's because Moon Knight has multiple personalities.
Yes.
And one of them is probably the cab driver. I think maybe he's a cab.
Yeah.
That's the cab driver personality who is also British in this somehow.
The problem.
Hello.
With, the problem with committing.
I'm Jake Lotley.
The problem with committing to a voice is, and we saw that with Wanda, you have to then justify.
I'm the Fist of Khonshu.
You have to justify.
He's an Egyptian god.
You have to justify coming out.
Or I had an hallucination from my near-death experience in Egypt.
Both?
Yeah, it's probably both. Yeah, I think he's an alien.
You got to commit to it. You know what I mean? For a while, and then fade out of it.
Mm.
Now we got. You mentioned this as well. We got some very brief imagery of She-Hulk.
Yes.
And there's also one image in particular where we see Smart Hulk. And then there's another one where Bruce Banner and what's her name? Who's
Jennifer Walters.
Jennifer Walters.
Tatiana Maslany.
Yes, but they're in like 70s outfits.
Yeah, it's like the very small snippet we got made it look like it was L.A. Law or something.
Yeah.
Like, well, and you see and the, even the logo.
The
logo's
like She-Hulk looks like NCIS or whatever. One
or
of
like,
those,
or like ER or something like
yeah.
that. Yeah. I think that's the vibe.
It's procedural,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, it's procedural.
Something.
Yeah. There's what did you think of the She-Hulk? The
yeah, good. I like
design,
it.
Yeah. I was a little taken aback, but then I'm like, well, the Hulk's entirely CG, isn't he? So
yeah.
why am I surprised?
Well,
by
you're
this?
So wrapped up in this, Mason.
I know.
Let it go.
I shan't.
Okay. Do you like the movie Ice Age?
No.
Do you like any of the sequels?
No.
Do you looking forward to this next sequel?
Yeah.
Will they go back to the dinosaur land?
Yes, I said yes.
I got a bit of a soft spot for Ice Age.
You're an ice head?
Yeah. I think they're pretty cool. And because yep. they're kind of like.
That's what they say on the street. They go, there goes James. He's a real ice head.
I don't want to say addict, but he's definitely something that he's committed to for far too long.
Yeah.
But I think they're fun and silly and
okay.
they don't really mean anything and they're nice. They're nice movies.
Yep.
And they're stupid in a good way. Cars on the Road is a series.
Where else would they be, James?
Sometimes they go to a dinosaur kingdom, probably.
Huh, all right.
I don't know.
My question's been answered.
It's bringing back Owen Wilson and Larry the Cable Guy in their roles. Baymax, they're getting a spin-off, you know, that big marshmallow guy
yes.
from something, whatever.
Big Hero 6.
Yeah,
yes.
Not a bad movie either.
Mm.
And there's just, and that's not everything, but that's most things, I guess.
Yeah.
I think they're doing a Princess Frog spin-off kind of
was
thing.
Was Paul Newman one of the cars? Did I
yeah,
imagine
he was.
That?
He was Doc Hudson.
Okay, right.
And then he died. It's the last movie he did. Not the last live action. I think maybe the last live action was Road to Perdition.
Do you
maybe?
Think they'll reconstruct his voice?
No, they wrote him out.
All right,
they're just
okay.
like, that car died. And I wanted to be like, did he get in an accident? What do you mean? And the cars died.
It was in a crooked.
Because if you keep repairing them, they're fine.
It was in a crooked card game.
In
they drove him into a river.
Yeah.
They put a stick on his gas pedal and in between the steering wheel so he couldn't steer and they drove him off into a river.
Can you do that in the world of cars? Can you even get inside
them? I don't
know.
No one knows. No one knows if you can get in the cars in cars or would you just open the door and there's brains and blood? You don't know. We don't know what they're made of. It doesn't make any sense. They don't have any passengers.
No, but if you can get in like a trailer though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's odd. So here's a question though. In the movie, in the world of cars.
Yes.
So a car dies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can replace parts.
Yes.
And is it a Ship of Theseus situation where if you replace all the parts of Lightning McQueen and then reassemble the old one with the new one, is that two Lightning
There's
McQueens?
Two Lightnings McQueen.
Lightnings McQueens?
I think some would say that Lightnings McQueen only can't strike twice in the same place, probably.
Oh, that's interesting.
So,
yeah.
But yes.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe it's like Kit and Car.
Yeah, yeah.
The good car and the evil car.
I've never been a huge fan of Cars. But the Cars 3 is quite good.
Okay.
It's like the Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, wow. Car.
Like he gets like a severe injury and then he has
oh,
to like
see,
come
right.
back.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite good.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's about like it's a young man's game or young car's game as
yeah,
it were.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In this case.
Is he on, does he have like his door in a sling or something? it's just on the couch watching TV?
No, he has to go in front of it. Like
and is the couch alive?
He's on a VR thing and he can't use the VR thing. because he's learning to drive through VR. And he's like, I don't use VR. I use the feel of the road or whatever.
They have VR.
Yeah, it's VR. Huh. It's VR, Mason. VR. Right. Thank you.
Virtual car.
I'll be here for the rest of the episode where we're talking about No Time to Die.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
So at the request of one Broden Kelly, who I wanted to get on the show, but then speaking to you, he's in Queensland, isn't he?
That's correct. He's not even in the state. Yeah. Week. We could have put him up on the screen.
We could have.
Yeah.
But then not giving him a voice. He could have just
sort of tapped on the glass comedically. Yes, that would have been really good.
That's right. He had a lot of thoughts on No Time to Die. And thank God he didn't spoil it for me because, boy, is this a ride.
Isn't it, though? Yeah.
So just quickly, in terms of box office, this has made $145 million in the US, $554 million in the rest of the world on a budget of $250 million. I think it's the number fifth or sixth highest grossing movie of the year. Which is pretty good. Consider all things considered. What do you think the story was?
Aww, Bond's back, baby.
He's back. We thought
it. No.
You thought he retired. He did.
He did retire.
He's often retiring.
And he came back, but then you thought, hey, did he retire again? Yeah, he did. But then he's back. But then you're like, did he go rogue? He went rogue and then he retired again. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. All the things happen. If you thought it happened 100 times, it did. But anyway, yeah. On the end of the last one, he retired to be with Madeleine Swann, his great love, after his other great love died. And he's like, all right, this one's all right too.
Yeah.
But he's got to come back because of terrorism and that.
Terrorism's happening all around him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe there's secrets.
The world's moved on, Bond. What are you doing here, Bond?
They've been saying
this is some bureaucrat. He's like, Bond, you're a big hammer or something. You know, they're always like that.
Yeah, yeah.
The world doesn't need a big hammer anymore. It needs
drones.
It needs internet. You know, and he's like, well, maybe I don't have internet. But you can't use internet. Sometimes you need to.
Sometimes you need to throw a man out a window.
You can't do that with internet, can you?
Maybe you could throw him in like you could kick them out of windows
or an internet cafe, for example. And then the bureaucrat's like,
I just meant windows, like the program,
because he knows he's been beaten. You know. But anyways,
you need a man on the ground,
yes.
Or woman. Mm-hmm. You know.
Anyway, Bond comes back, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the plot of the movie.
Mm.
But what I like about this movie,
yeah,
I thought it was a very good combination of
the old and the new.
The old and new, but like a good, it was a good, solid, like the world's at stake action movie, but it also had like a good human drama to it.
I agree.
Like it worked in combination. It didn't feel like, oh, well, we've tacked one on kind of thing, which I enjoyed.
That was kind of my thought going into this. Like he retired, he found Spectre. Mm-hmm. Where are we even going from here? And it does feel like like a bookend to Casino Royale in a lot of ways, but in the best ways. Like, it does spend a lot of time kind of wrapping up Spectre and like exploring his relationships and things like that. But I'm surprised. I think this was pretty fucking solid.
I think this was a really good send-off. As somebody who didn't particularly enjoy either Skyfall or Spectre, but, you know, enjoyed Casino Royale and to a lesser extent, but still pretty solid upon a rewatch, Quantum of Solace. I thought this was a really good capper in terms of just rounding out Daniel
Taking
Craig's,
a big specky like Kappa.
Taking this, a big, yes.
Famous Australian footballer.
Warwick Kappa. That's right. I thought this was a good finish in as Daniel Craig's tenure of Bond, which has been going for 100 years.
It's interesting because you say that, and that is true.
He's the longest serving Bond?
He would. Well, Connery came back like unofficially.
Right, okay.
But yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. Who knows? And also, this was delayed, so that probably.
Yeah, no, that's
they
true.
Filmed it 4 years ago or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting because a lot of the things I don't like about the Craig movies, like the fact that they all tied in and everyone's got a destiny and he's got a brother and like all the plot lines bleed over and all these relationships, I think this movie actually, as a finale, benefits from that. Because if that world didn't exist, he would have just done another mission.
That's true.
And which is what I like to see in a Bond movie a lot of the times. But there is a legacy now to this character and all the other Bond movies are connected. Uh-huh. And these ones are very much like now a self-contained set of stories that you could watch as one narrative.
Yes, that's true.
And they make some big swings, which you can't do in a general ongoing Bond narrative.
That's true.
And I think that this movie benefited from that. Mm. Finally, something, enough time to die, etc.
Oh, yeah, the joke we do. We've done it for years. We've done it for 100 years. we wrote it on that cave wall or that dinosaur or that thing you said.
That's right. There's some pretty big spoilers, but we won't get to them yet. I do think this story somewhere along the way kind of trips and falls up its own ass, like somewhere in the middle that it kind of gets caught up in deception and who's who and whatever. I think it totally comes together then by the
well,
finale.
You know, I think, you know, because of this podcast, or just as a movie fan, but also because on this podcast, you know, we like to nitpick.
Yeah.
I do have nitpicks about this movie.
Oh, definitely.
But I'll save them for after in the spoilers. But I think sort of generally, you know, as it's a beautifully shot movie, James, which I enjoyed.
It's interesting because having like recently rewatched all the others, and Spectre in particular, a lot of those scenes have like a weird kind of mist and kind of fog over them, they're kind of a browny, grey looking movie. But this one reminds me of like Your Majesty's Secret Service, kind of like huge vistas and
you said, James, I'm
on Her Majesty's Secret Service. I know I misspoke.
On Your Majesty's Secret Surface. Surface Pro.
Microsoft Surface.
On Her Majesty's Microsoft Majesty's Secret Surface.
But those like
Bing.
Those Bond movies of old of like beautiful real locations. And I actually watched it with Claire.
Yeah.
Who's not a massive Bond fan, didn't remember really any of these new movies in particular.
Do you ever lean in and go, that's Bond?
That's James Bond.
Yeah.
He
sucks.
He's a bad guy. Watch out for him. If he was real, just stay away from him.
And yet he's probably the best guy in these movies. I don't understand it. Just everybody else is worse than him somehow.
But I think it did a really good job of showing like exotic and interesting locales. And I think like a lot of these movies are now missing that because you can travel the world.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, it's an airport in fucking Jamaica or whatever.
Yeah,
it's like, who cares?
There's a scene in this. It's in the trailer. There's an action sequence set in sort of a heavily canopied forest. Like there's a car chase through some
he flips like 5 SUVs in that car.
Yeah. But there's this car chase and it goes in this countryside and then it goes to this heavily sort of very dense forest and it dips down to sort of really dark and grey and I'm like, oh, this is what most movies look like now.
Yeah, that is true.
And then you know they come out of the chase afterwards and I'm like, oh, this is beautiful again.
So the director of this,
Harry Fukunaga.
Yeah, he's got a background in horror. And I think you see a bit of that because the main villain, like the opening scene in particular, because there's a Madeleine Swann flashback and you find out what happened to her parents or whatever.
Which was alluded to in a previous one?
Mother was whatever and something. You know, her mother is whatever and something.
Yeah. She was a Microsoft Surface salesperson and someone came back for revenge.
Yeah, he did Maniac. The movie Maniac, which I think it's an Elijah Wood movie. Oh. Beasts of No Nation, which I haven't seen. But I think, this movie, I think it brought something a little bit different that was definitely lacking in the last movie. And I think it's I know for you, you don't love Skyfall.
Correct.
And there is a silliness to this because there is a plot of like a virus that specifically targets people due to nanotechnology or something. Mm-hmm. Is that a spoiler? Not really, I guess. Mm. Is it?
Well, it's just the thing. It's the thing that is pushing the plot forward.
But it doesn't really matter.
No, like, not really, no.
Yeah.
No, I didn't mind that. Look, I think the two thoughts that I had regarding that, I think it felt to me like they made a specific choice to make a very good action movie as opposed to like let's make this as Bond as humanly possible. Let's just throw it.
Like a Die Another Day. Yeah, like it's the big finale.
Yeah,
or whatever.
It did have Bond like elements to it, but it didn't feel to me at any point that they were like, okay, we've got to shoehorn in all the Bond stuff.
Yeah.
I feel they went, let's make a solid action movie with good action sequences that are fun, and we'll tie in Bond elements to it, but it wasn't like, you know, let's do all the Bond cliches and then we'll see if there's a movie to this.
Yeah.
And
even then they managed to squeeze some stuff in because, like, towards the end, like, you know, he meets up with Q and I'm like, give him the gadgets. I think he even said out loud, you got to give him the gadgets.
Oh, but that was my other thought because you said it's, you know, here's the plot device. It felt like the modern day version of, okay, the bad guys hijacked two nuclear warheads.
Yeah.
And I thought it was quite a good modernization of that.
And they even use like an old nuclear facility.
Yes.
For whatever in the end.
A villain. We had a classic villain lair, but it felt real as opposed to, we've got
exploding hotel.
Yeah, exactly.
Which might be a real hotel.
Apparently. Real hotel, yeah.
A real exploding hotel. Yeah. I think look, he's always retired and going rogue, and he certainly is in these movies. Mm. This movie in particular.
Bloody lucky for some. You see that bloody villa he lives in? Oh.
Not bloody wrong. But I like how he comes, like, because he's forced back into the game and he goes in to eat M. He goes in to meet M. And it's interesting.
Oh, no.
Hum, 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 hum. And M is like,
I always knew I'd go this way, Bond.
M's like quite a villainous character in this in a lot of ways. There's a lot of people who run like Secret Service branches probably are in real life. But I like how he goes into M when he's not working for M. He's just like, I don't give a fuck. I don't work for you. I don't have to listen to you. I'm tired. I'm old. I'm fucking sick of it. I like that. I just like this version of Bond who's just had a fucking gutful. He's not taking advice from anybody. He's not listening to anybody anymore. He's just fucking sick of it. You know, his knees are sore.
Yeah.
He's burnt out. He's been chasing fucking ghosts for two decades.
Mm.
But I think also it did.
It's interesting because in some ways it feels like he barely got started, but he's been doing this for decades.
Yeah.
When was Casino Royale?
2006.
2006, okay.
15 years.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I think also one of my big complaints of Spectre is that I didn't believe that he'd leave for Lea Seydoux because she's heir to the Seydoux fortune family.
Yes.
Fortune 500 family. But I think their relationship in this was very well done.
Mm.
They really save that character, I feel, in this.
I feel like everybody's really molded together as a team in this one.
It's kind of a shame it's the last one.
Yeah, it's kind of a shame it's the last one. We'll have to talk about that afterwards.
Yeah.
But, I felt like everybody, you know, Bond had developed a good rapport with Moneypenny and with Q, and we've got the new 00 agent in Lashana Lynch.
Well, she was great.
I
think if you had concerns that she – well, I never thought she was going to be the new James Bond and whatever.
Yeah, right.
Because she is the new 007. It's in the trailers or whatever. But it felt fine. Like, not that I was ever worried about it, but I think if you were worried about it, people aren't complaining about this. They probably are.
Yeah, they definitely are.
But,
yeah.
Like, there's not really – they're a good kind of counterpoint. She's
She's
essentially like the younger version of him, really.
Yeah.
She's what he was in a lot of ways, you know?
It's like getting mad you go to the accounting firm that does your taxes and the new accountant. You're like, how dare you? Where's the other guy?
Old accountant. Yeah. Speaking of other agents and whatnot, Ana de Armas appears in this for like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Really fun.
Yeah.
Really cool and fun. And they've been talk of like a spin-off. I don't think they're going to do it. But she was terrific as well. Yeah. She was really cool.
And it was, you know, it was I'm not sure of the timeline, but it was a nice sort of callback to their team up in Knives Out. So.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Right? They were in Knives Out together.
I think everybody forgets about that, especially since like in the
they're both so different.
They're both so movies, different. Yeah. And especially Ana de Armas, who in Knives Out is sort of this very kind of like timid, very small kind of character, whereas in this she's like in her evening gown and she's firing two guns at once. And
yeah, loved it. I also loved that him and Felix Leiter are mates.
Yeah,
that's great to see him again.
Mm-hmm.
And Billy Magnussen,
yes,
Incredible. Big fan. He should have been the Flash.
Big face. big face of
all. Don't you reckon he should have been a Wally West or a
whatever? Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
Should have recast that. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
A lot of charisma in that guy.
Put him in it.
Nothing ever came of that because he was the prince rival in the Aladdin remake, right? And they were going to do a spin-off. Oh, it's still happening.
I don't know if they might have talked about it on Disney Plus Day or whatever. You know what else I thought was terrific in this?
What's that?
He drinks so much.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably because he's in pain and also because he's a drunk.
Everybody's drinking a lot. M's really putting him away.
That scene.
There's a line in it where I think Bond says, again, when he's not working for M anymore, he's like, you seem really thirsty today.
Yeah.
You just finished that drink, you're getting another drink. And then
And your desk sucks.
Yeah, you're a little man on the big desk.
Yeah. But like,
Bond.
You know, like he's doing big action scenes and he's pausing to just drink in between. Mm. There's a moment where he just swipes a martini like during a sequence, like just like drinks it and then just throws it away. Because he's probably sore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's sore and he's drunk and he's probably got a headache.
Yeah.
And he's going about his day. I also thought the action sequences were really terrific. There's like he John Wicks up some stairs at one point. It's made to look like a oneer. The opening sequence of the chase in the Italian villa,
whatever that is. Whatever a palazzo is.
There's a moment, and it's in the trailer where they all surround the car and they're machine gunning it.
Yes.
And in the trailer, it just kind of cuts. So he, you know, pops the machine guns and he like spins his way out of there. But in the actual movie, he kind of sits in it as like an intimidation tactic.
Yeah.
And he just waits. And he's just kind of seeing it unfold and the windows are dinting in and he's like the woman who he thinks betrayed him is just like freaking out.
Yeah.
And it just really kind of ramps up. And it could have just been like, he comes in, he's trapped, oh, he's got machine guns and he's out of there or whatever.
Yeah.
But just that, I think these action scenes were so well paced.
Yeah. And also, just a little side note, I'll see if it's still here. But a friend of the show, Pooj, who has a YouTube channel called Pooj Variety Hour, POOJS, did a little edit.
Excuse me.
It's this is ages ago, a billion years ago.
is this the
It's 40 minutes of Bond. It's 40 minutes of Bond spinning in a circle, firing machine guns. I'm not sure. Here it is. It's
what's the date on that?
1 year ago.
Wow.
It's No Time to Die's Aston Martin spinning and shooting for 40 minutes. If you want to track that down on YouTube,
check it all out.
He also does a bunch of other videos about. It's like he's done some Weekly Planet stuff. He's done some like Easter eggs and things you've missed in TV shows and movies and such.
Oh, very good.
So check that out.
Pooj.
Yes.
I love Pooj. Big fan. Just really, really good action.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the opening song and credits and stuff?
Oh, I really like the Billie Eilish song is pretty solid, I think.
Yeah.
Again, it's down tempo in the way that the Spectre one was. But I really liked the opening titles. Good. DNA and so forth.
God, DNA and so forth.
Yes.
So I also like there's a number of times in the movie where Daniel Craig speaks on his phone on speaker like a boomer.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Like,
you know how they do it?
Yeah. I feel we have to talk about this. How did you feel about the product placement? Were you overwhelmed with it?
I didn't honestly notice it that much.
Yeah.
How did you feel about it?
I didn't mind it. I think it's... It seems
you said Q's got a terrible watch.
He's got a new Swatch. There's a Swatch.
Swatch watch?
A Q design Swatch watch. I don't care.
You showed
for
me it.
It
before the show.
Yeah, I don't care
because you bought it.
I like it. No, I didn't buy it. I like Swatch generally.
Yeah.
I bought a Swatch the other day, but I don't like this watch. But,
yeah.
But Bond obviously has a new. Yeah. Obviously, he has the new Omega Seamaster Professional Titanium.
Sure.
Did you know that it was designed by Omega in conjunction with Daniel Craig?
Oh,
like
really?
Apparently he's way into all this sort of stuff of like.
Yeah.
But I wonder if I were to talk to Daniel Craig, you know, if we were to interview him in any way, I probably wouldn't ask about Bond really, but beyond like, what's the process for that? Do they just put three watches in front of you on a desk and you go that one, or are you in there like? Because I read this interview with him where he's like, okay, well, we tested out a bunch of things and like we were like, well, he's in a lot of action, so he wanted to be light, so we made it out of titanium and all this sort of stuff. And I'm like, you didn't have to do any of that. You didn't have to.
Yeah, that's true. You could have just been like, well, how's this?
Yeah.
What do you think? Yeah,
but you
great.
Can have it for the low price of $9,000. So.
Is that all?
Yep.
US?
Yeah.
Easy. That's a steal, mate. I love it. I love it.
But I like all his little outfits. I think that this might be his best assortment of little outfits, maybe since Quantum of Solace.
I like his little blacksmith outfit he's wearing at the end, his little suspenders that he's running around
in. Suspenders in his handler? Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
He looks good.
Yeah.
He's also crazy fit in this.
Yeah.
Like he I think
he's busting out of that T-shirt.
He put in like a couple
of
years work into this.
Uh-huh.
My wife, Claire, was like, my God, look at this man.
Wow.
Look at this. She's a big fan.
And where were you when she was saying this? Right on the couch next
she
to her?
She made me sit in another room, what? Mason. She wouldn't let me watch it.
Oh, no.
No,
you can watch it on your phone in the toilet.
No, we had a cinema good time. But, it was the fishing thing that she liked.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she's not a big fan of, like, the suit so much when he's all dolled up. Mm. She likes the, like, James Bond
also
fishing.
Maybe his best tuxedo.
You think so?
I think so,
It seems like it fits him well as well.
That's what I'm saying. I think everything fit him. Here's the thing, though. So these are some facts that nobody's interested in except for me. So there were 33 of those tuxedos made for that one scene where he's in a tuxedo.
Yeah, yeah.
But they weren't it's a Tom Ford tuxedo, but it wasn't made in like a Tom Ford factory. Tom Ford gave them like the pattern and the fabric and the movie tailors made them.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I'm thinking maybe
they did that. Let's not make them tiny.
Yeah, I think they were like, let's add an inch to everything.
Like Mason's been talking some real shit.
We saw those videos and we are mad about it. So I think maybe but they had to do 33 because like obviously he needs some, his stunt doubles need some, and you need some for after he's, you know, fallen off some scaffolding and he's all ripped.
And you got to do press photos and whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, totally. I totally get that. I also like how there's little attention to detail stuff. Like they got his scar from like Skyfall.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Things like that. Mm-hmm. Like just little things like, I feel like in the old ones, they just don't.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm. And this, I think that all tells the story of this guy who's just been getting just like whipped in the nuts and like kicked off scaffolding or whatever for 15 years.
He wouldn't want to fight Bond on any scaffolding. He's had the experience at this point.
No, thank you. I guess we could also talk about a couple of the villains. So they mentioned EMP. EMP.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's brief. And by that point, I'm like, I'm enjoying this. I'm going to let that pass.
That's right.
I'm going to let that. And also, great use of an EMP.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. There's a couple of things that returned of note. He just flat out does the shaken, not stirred thing, mm-hmm. which this one is kind of adverse to a lot of the time. You know, he won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first time they're like shaken or stirred, and he's like, don't talk to me. I hate you. You remember?
Yes.
And he's got we see a vehicle that turns into a different vehicle. And that's very, like the plane turns into a submarine.
Oh, sure.
And
you
don't really kind of get that.
No, that's true.
Much
in
these ones.
Yeah. I mean, it should have been a Lotus Esprit that fell out of a plane.
I agree.
A submarine,
I agree. But
yeah,
there's
limits to what you can do in a modern day Bond, I guess.
It did feel like a callback kind of thing. But Blofeld is in it a little bit.
Yeah.
But it felt like a bit like we have to wrap this up.
Yeah.
More than like,
I have some
threat.
Thoughts about that in spoilers, yeah, I think, but yeah.
But I liked Rami Malek as the villain. He does the, you know, we're the same and whatever.
Mm.
I'm like, yep, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, does Q have Blofeld's cat? Or is that, no? Or is
no,
that
that's
the
Sphinx, I think.
I was going to say, that's the Austin Powers Dr. Evil cat.
Yes,
isn't
that's
it?
Right, yeah. Blofeld usually has a little white cat,
yeah,
I think.
That's what I thought. Anyway, should we do spoilers?
Let's do spoilers. I'm going to say best movie ever. I had a good time at the theaters.
I think
I'm looking forward to seeing this again.
Second favorite.
Yeah, it might be mine, yeah.
Yeah, to Casino Royale.
Yes.
But I also think that, and we'll do Wood in spoilers.
Oh, speaking of,
yeah,
you know, I always say I love Casino Royale, except there's the casino moment. Where they're playing poker and there's a, you know, Mathis is always like, they're putting all the money in and now they're going to turn a card and you know who's got the best card.
Yeah.
Like they really talk to you like an idiot when they can just have the thing play out. There is a moment in this where there's just a guy in a room explaining what has happened. During one particular sequence, there's just a guy in a room going, this is what's currently happening.
Which sequence
is it? I'll have to save it for spoilers, but.
Let's do some spoilers.
Okay, yeah.
I also think just before we do spoilers.
Yes.
I can see how if you're like a Bond traditionalist.
Mm-hmm.
That there are some things that happen in this,
okay,
which you would absolutely despise,
mm-hmm.
But
maybe you liked About Time.
I think it's good, and I think it's also good because let's just do spoilers.
Okay,
now.
So folks, spoilers.
Yeah,
this is spoilers for the movie No Time to Die. We're really going to get into it.
It turns out.
Wait, before I was going to say, and I'm going to start right at the end. So if you haven't gotten to that point, don't listen. Stop listening. Here's your warning. Take the things out of your ears.
Yep.
If
you're a fan. If you're even a casual fan of like Bond,
yeah,
then I think this is definitely worth watching.
Spoilers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. They really just vaporized him, didn't they? they really vaporized him at the end. He's dead. He's dead and he's not coming back.
He gave himself permission, something, no time to die.
Which, and if I'm going to nitpick anything about this movie, it felt a little bit defeatist in the sense that he went, well, I can't be in a room with my girlfriend and my kid now, so I guess I'm going to die. I'll get exploded,
well,
I guess.
What? So the main plot.
Do you think technology might evolve at some point?
Well,
Bond?
See, the way I took it, yes. Right? If I had to look at this with a critical robotic eye.
Well, you have to. Oh,
thank you. So to explain the device in this, it's a nanovirus.
Yes.
Shout out to the game Everything or Nothing, which also has a nanovirus.
Oh, right.
That it targets individuals, but it also targets people in the same like blood lineage.
Yes. So, it needs a sample of somebody's DNA and then you program it into the thing.
Yep.
And then if you are exposed to that, the nanotechnology, you die. And it's got your DNA and you die. So you could put it on somebody and then they shake your hand and if it's programmed to kill you, it will kill you. But otherwise it won't kill anybody. Yep. But it will also kill your family. Yes.
Rami Malek scratches in with it at the end.
And it's programmed to kill Madeleine Swann and anyone with Madeleine Swann's DNA so he can never... He can never be with her again.
But it turns out also he has a child.
Yes.
Which is another thing I liked about this, which I think people would also might hate.
Yeah, right. But I mean, it's inevitable, isn't it?
Yes.
With Bond.
But they also make it very clear.
Wrap it up, Bond, for God's sake.
That's true. But it's amazing that he got his balls whipped to death. Yeah. Amazing that he could have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So
she's allergic to rope now. She was born allergic to rope.
She came out like a frayed knot.
There we go.
So you can't get it off, the virus.
Apparently, yes.
Yeah. So, which I think when they said that, I'm like, this is coming back.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
But the way that I see it is, so he gets shot.
Mm-hmm.
I think he knows he's going to die there anyway.
Yes.
I think he knows he can't escape. And mm-hmm. I think he also knows that if he does escape, he doesn't want to risk passing the virus to somebody else and then it getting back to his family.
Yeah, right,
because
right.
You see it because he touches Madeleine Swann and then touches Blofeld and it kills her.
Yes.
Kills him. So I think he's just not taking that risk. And I think he's just also at the point in his life where he's just like, I just can't do this anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm just a man like that, if he existed, cannot live forever.
No, that's true. And I mean, Bond and Daniel Craig, it felt to me like, and we mentioned earlier when Sam Raimi did Spider-Man 3 and they made him put Venom in and he didn't want to do Venom.
Yeah.
So at the end of Spider-Man 3, Venom is reduced to ash. It felt very much in the same vein. I think Daniel Craig was like, literally destroy my version of this character. So nobody can ever be like, maybe you'll come back, maybe. And you'd be like, maybe I will balls. So at this point, like once the spoiler, you know, once everybody's seen this and people can talk about it openly,
yeah,
he can just be like, well, my character was destroyed by a barrage of multiple warhead cruise
missiles.
Then
they'll be like prequel something.
Yeah. Well, I had a thought just before we go into that, but I had a thought. It was interesting that they spent all of the last movie building up Spectre and Blofeld, and then they just obliterated them all.
I think that was good because Spectre, it turns out, had its own Spectre.
Oh, yes.
It was Spectre's with. Yeah. So Rami Malek's character, his family was killed by Spectre, specifically Mr. White, who was Madeleine Swann's father.
Correct.
So he's basically going around killing all of Spectre.
Yes.
And
that's what the thing that I was going to say. When that happens, when there's the party, the guy that programmed the virus is like, it's working.
Yeah.
It's killing only the Spectre members. Yeah. And it's like, right. Okay. Yeah. We know. We the audience would have figured it out. And if you didn't, you're probably not thinking about it. You're probably just watching the movie.
Exactly. And they explain it later anyway. But I think that was, this movie dedicates a lot of time to destroying Spectre.
Yes.
Which I also think is good in terms of you don't have to have James Bond chasing Spectre around, you know?
Yeah.
So you've got this other organization who don't exist to like to do that, but you know that's ultimately leader's goals. But I think also giving him personal stakes and giving him a daughter, giving him something to live for, and then something to protect makes for a compelling final entry.
Yes,
not as an ongoing thing. If they had to do five more after this,
yes,
you've written yourself into a corner, and he was evaporated. So you what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Got to put a suit on a pile of mist.
Okay, here's if we may. What do you think is going to happen going forward with this franchise?
I've written this Exact same question.
I have three options for you.
Sure.
In order from most likely to least likely.
Okay.
All right. Number one, they continue this universe with Lashana Lynch's 007,
mm-hmm.
and they add more 00 agents. Because I think it's interesting. It feels to me, especially in this one, that everybody on the team has found their feet. And we're back to there being, you know,
a
stoic M, and we've got a Q's back and Moneypenny is back. Like these they were all absent from like the Casino Royale, and they've slowly built them all back in.
Yeah.
And now we've just knocked off 007, well, James Bond. So why not reuse the team?
Mm.
And I'm wondering, like, maybe they could do – I mean, you know, they're obviously reticent to do a TV series. They said they'd never do it, but maybe they would do it.
We'll see.
But I think they could probably add in more 00 agents.
Yeah.
We could see what all the other 00 agents are always doing because they're constantly being mentioned.
But
I don't think we've ever seen another 00 besides
– Trevelyan?
Oh, no, I meant in the current continuity.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, but –
maybe.
Because they're always saving the world, presumably. I mean, they're all having as colorful adventures as Bond is.
Maybe. Maybe he's the only one. He's never met them.
No, it's true.
They just tell him. They're like, he's just overworked.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, we have to give you this mission because 009, he's snowed under with paperwork. Sorry. He's so snowed under that his office door's locked. He can't get in there. It's almost like he's not there, but he is there.
He opens it, just leads to an alley.
Yeah, that's right. Again, yeah. I think people...
So that's number one.
Well, here's the thing also. All the social media handles for this franchise are just 007.
Okay.
They're not a James Bond 007.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if they're like, the value in this is...
The ongoing...
007, like the number. Maybe we can just do something like that. And also, I think maybe they'll go with this just because they can always reboot it again later.
Well, that is
like,
true.
And Ian, like, if my feeling is... Because it's been so long since the last one, I think if this does well and people it's well received, they'd want to do another one fairly quickly.
Yeah.
If they just immediately reboot it, people will be like, what is this? But I think if they already have the established cast and crew and settings and whatever, they can just...
Well, speaking of, how's about if they continued it?
Yes.
And they kept everybody, which is what they'd often do, and then just roll in a new James Bond and just kind of... You know how Judi Dench folded over or whatever? Or even if you could keep everybody and you could keep even your Ana de Armas or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you put it in the 60s. So everybody, still Q M is still M, but it's like.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a 60s
I think
era.
That would, I think people would be like, what does this mean?
I would love that.
I was going to say like with the modern, if they kept with the first one, they could add Ana de Armas could become a 00, bring her in, people like her.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously you can't bring back Felix Leiter because he's dead.
That's a good death.
Yeah. But also, here's the thing also.
I like how they were mates.
I reckon.
I like how he crushed that dude's head.
Yeah, yeah.
When he's like lying on the rock. He's like, we're brothers or whatever.
I'm a big fan.
Why are you lying on a rock? You know he's just going to push the car on your head.
So second one was, again, full hard reboot. Everybody, fresh start. You either do it in the modern day or you do it in the 60s. I think they could do that.
Yeah.
I think probably modern day just because it's.
I think that'd be more likely.
But here's the third one, and it's so unlikely. But it is also the dumbest idea I've ever had, so I can't rule out they won't do it.
Yeah.
At the start of the next one, they recover Bond. He's not quite dead. They put him back together with reconstructive surgery. It's the next actor to play Bond, and they just continue on.
I really hope they don't do that.
I reckon they could do it. I think it's so stupid.
Yeah.
But I think they could do it.
And he could be like, I can't go back to my family because of the nanotechnology.
Exactly. I think they could even be like, because the nanites, that's how I survived. Or like, we did the DNA thing Die Another Day.
That's pretty dumb. So, yeah.
But they roll in the Bond looks different. They do it like Doctor Who. Yeah. They roll it into like, well, he looks dim. And some of his memories have gone, but he's still, we need him for, because he's a whatever. We've fixed his knees.
More like James Brown hair.
Yeah, nice.
Good. James Blonde.
Yeah, yeah. We had to give him brown hair this time around, yeah.
Also, he looks like Idris Elba.
We
reconstructed him to look like
him.
God, I hope they don't do that.
I reckon they might do it.
I'm sure they're considering literally all their options.
They would think about it, yeah.
But yeah, I think you're right in terms of like this universe is very well established in a competent way at this point, especially after this one. Off the back of Spectre, which I'm sure I said at the time, I was just like, bin it. It's done. Mm-hmm. Kill it.
Yeah, yeah.
But now they're in an interesting position where it's good again, in my eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still think there are people who are like, he's got a daughter and he died and how dare you and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But so much of this is interesting. And there is a big part of me that's like, I want to see more of this.
Yeah.
But also maybe just leave it.
Yeah, right.
But also that's how can they when it's like.
Yeah, because I feel like they could do more in this universe with the new agents and et cetera. Mm. There would be people who would be upset because they're like, I just want it to be James Bond or whatever.
Yeah.
But I wonder if like Eon Productions and all those guys are just like.
And Amazon who own this now.
Yeah, I think they'd probably be like, well, we got to do something. So, yeah. You know.
What do we do?
Yeah, yeah.
Spectre has its own Spectre.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. Also, nobody checked Blofeld for a robot eye? Nobody checked
him? No. And he was just I liked how he had his little robot eye out in the world.
Yeah.
And that, the EMP death of the, that was the robot good. Eye. That was good, yeah. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Good stuff all around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He seemed tired and drunk. I like that.
Yeah.
Not Blofeld Bond.
Yeah.
Anyways, all in all, James Bond will return, it said at the end.
It did say that, true, yeah.
So I didn't, mm-hmm. But it did say that, did it?
Yeah, it did, yeah.
Cool. Mm. God. It's going to be interesting to see what they do next.
Isn't it, though?
I'm hoping for I think they're going to keep a bunch of the cast and reboot. That's what I think they're going to do. Because, you know, they kept the same queue for most of the movies.
That's
and
true,
whatever,
yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
I think that's probably.
But I mean, again, this is a different situation because they've recast.
I agree.
Because
yeah.
In the past, they recast Bond. They didn't kill him and bring him back. So
you're right. It's completely different. They really evaporated him into a fine mist. Anything else?
I liked the reappearance of We Have All the Time in the World, the song, because then you know tragedy is arriving, because that's what that song is for.
Which song is it?
You know the song that goes, we have all the time.
When did that play?
In the world. Just before.
It was eviscerated?
It was a couple of times. No, it was in the, when Madeleine Swann and Bond are arriving in their like retirement paradise place, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, this is going to end in tragedy, because it always does.
Did you think that was going to kill
the same music from On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Oh, okay. Surface.
Yes.
Did you think they were going to kill him?
Bond?
I wasn't even sure up until they, like,
yeah,
completely. And you know what I also liked about the very, very end?
Yes.
All the people at MI6 are sitting around and they're like, they had a drink to him and they're just like, get on with it.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I think they're going to do a.
Yeah.
I think they're like, I kind of feel like they're going to go, well, we have to modernize it eventually. Mm. And people get so mad whenever we cast a Bond.
Yeah.
Maybe we just stop casting Bond.
Maybe it'll be like a Jason Bourne, Jeremy Renner situation.
Exactly.
Where they'll
make
one and people go, boo, where's James Bond?
That's exactly right.
We want James Bond.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they'll have to either try and convince Craig to come back, which he will not do,
mm-hmm.
or then they'll hard reboot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of thought they would have done like a – but here's the thing also, because – he has retired so many times and he has cheated death in that way of like he gets shot and he falls off a bridge and then he's survived somewhere else. I guess they really painted themselves in the corner in the sense that they couldn't have just done that.
Yeah.
I think if they hadn't done that so many times previously, they could have blown up the island. We didn't see it. Maybe it looked like he died and then we do a cutaway at the end and he's hanging from a helicopter. He's hanging from a helicopter or he's, you know, nodding to Michael Caine or whatever and just being like, Mum, here I am in a cafe and I've retired or whatever. But they couldn't because they've done it so many times. Mm. They're like, well, the only logical step is to turn him to ash.
Yep. Mm. Anyway,
it's
good.
Yes.
And I hope Broden Kelly enjoyed it.
He said he did.
Excellent.
Okay, great.
Should we move on then?
Yeah, let's do that.
Then what do you want to do?
Let's talk about what we're reading.
Yeah.
And what we're going to read.
All right, that's a great idea.
Mm.
Let's really sink our teeth into this.
Okay. Nom, nom, nom.
Yum.
Like we're Bond, and the segment is M.
Hum, hum, hum.
Hum, nom, 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 nom.
Westworld.
Nom, 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 nom.
What are you Westworlding this week,
Mason? I read the first issue of DC's The Human Target.
Oh, it's back, is it?
Written by Tom King.
It's back.
Illustrated by Greg Smallwood. Yes, it is. The Christopher Chance, The Human Target, is probably one of my favorite sort of
take a chance.
He's abbering it yet again. he's one of my favorite sort of mostly forgotten DC characters who I enjoy.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah, and he had that show sort of.
He had two shows. He had three. So for people who don't know, which isn't you, James, you know, he's a very specialized bodyguard. He's a master of disguise and he becomes the person he's been paid to protect.
Yes, like the pretender.
James. And then when the bad guys show up and they're like, we're going to get this regular man. He's like, I'm not a regular man.
I'm the human target. You can shoot me as many times as you want. I'm a target.
No, you can't. He's just regular. He sort of existed sort of – he sometimes he exists in the regular DC universe and sometimes he doesn't. I think it's because in the regular DC universe, there's people that can turn into somebody like down to their DNA.
Yeah, so
it seems kind of less impressive. So
like Martian Manhunter can do it or whatever.
Well, exactly.
He's
always
doing it. And he's in that movie Justice League.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But yeah, he did a there was a series by Peter Milligan and Edvin Bukovic.
Oh, yes.
The late Edvin Bukovic. This was in like 1999. It's really good.
Yeah.
And it's sort of it's a Vertigo series, so it's not set. It's just like a sort of
at
regular
a place called Vertigo.
Thank you. Yeah. That's really good. And then Peter Milligan did another miniseries and then like a ongoing series in Vertigo. But he's back in the DC Universe regular. I was going to say, so on TV, he was Rick Springfield of Jesse's Girls.
He was too, wasn't he?
In the 90s, I think. And then he had a series that sort of abandoned the premise.
Yeah.
It was Mark Valley as the human target and also had Jackie Earle Haley in it, where he was just a guy who was a bodyguard, basically. His first season was good, second season was awful. And then he's also been in Arrow. It was
same guy? Or a different guy?
No, it was the guy who played Nuke in Jessica Jones.
Okay.
He was a human target in Arrow, and they brought the gimmick back like he was a master of disguise again.
Sick.
But anyway, issue one of this, back in the DC Universe. So the premise of this, and I think it's probably going to be a 12-issue series because it's Tom King and he's always doing those. But he's back in the DC Universe and he's hit hard times and he's doubling for Lex Luthor.
Right.
A man he would never double for, you know, before because he's terrible. And he survives two assassination attempts at the same time. And he comes to realize that one of them was somebody attempting to kill Lex Luthor, but one was trying to kill him. So he has to figure out who it is.
Okay, yeah.
And he's going to bump up against various people in the DC Universe. I think it's set in the 90s.
Sounds fun.
It's set in a sort of a vague time.
But yeah.
By the appearances of the characters, you can sort of place it.
Yeah.
In the 90s, but it's real good. I like the character. I'm a big fan.
Were they listening to Third Eye Blind? Is that how you knew?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I watched a little documentary on a little streaming platform called Disney Plus.
Go on.
Called Under the Helmets, The Legacy of Boba Fett.
Oh.
Boba Fett. It's like a 22-minute documentary, and it talks about all the people who have been the character and where he just came from and the design.
Ooh.
And how originally he was supposed to be a bunch of it was supposed to be like a super stormtrooper, and then they're like, this is going to be expensive.
Yeah.
We're just going to make one and whatever.
Yeah.
And they talk a little bit about how he's come back in The Mandalorian and how he's, and the bit about Jango Fett. And it was just a fun little kind of here's a little thing.
Sounds fun.
And they used some footage and imagery and stuff that you haven't seen before from the Star Wars archives, which I always enjoy.
Yeah, right.
And they're just like, you've never seen this behind the scenes footage before. And I'm like, it's true. I haven't seen that. And that was what I watched.
How much Ralph McQuarrie art do you think is left? How much?
Like stuff that they haven't used?
Yes.
None.
Okay,
they used
good.
Every single scratching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you
of
go.
It. And that's fine, I say.
I think it's fine.
Should we
also
go to the next segment
Let's
of the show?
Let's do letters.
Oh, I was going to use my headphones. I don't need it for this.
Okay. Let me think. Did I watch anything else recently?
We watched some Iron Man for Caravan of Garbage.
Sure did.
Animated Iron Man.
Yeah, animated series. That was pretty something, wasn't
we
it?
We loved it.
No, I didn't love it.
We didn't like it.
It was bad.
Oh, I got a new dog.
It's true. I gave your dog a pat.
Called Zippy. It's on Claire's.
After Zippy the Pinhead?
That's right. It's on Claire's Instagram if you want to check it out. If you want to check out the Instagram. Good stuff.
More than you'd think. Tiny little dog.
It's tiny. I like it. It's good fun.
Try to eat my beard. I'm going to get that dog. All right, let's just let us. Wait.
You said you were going to do it.
I know I did.
You promised. You told me.
It's time for letters. The classic one was letters, oh, letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. You know they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
You want to reach the show? You want to reach the show, do you? You think you're better than me? Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter.
You got a door, you got a gym.
Or weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
You think you're better than James? Email in.
.com, yeah.
Like all these people. These,
what?
Normally I wouldn't go through the hundreds of emails every week of people that think they're better than James. But
what
this week
about
I
you
I
makes you better than me?
That's
Be
right.
specific.
Yes.
I'm not saying you're not better than me. You probably are, but you need to prove it. All right.
This is from Arend.
Hello.
He says, Dear James and Mesa, I was just listening to you talk about MODOK appearing in multiple MCU properties, and a question came to mind. After a few successful bad guy movies like Maleficent and Joker, do you think Marvel Studios will one day make a bad guy solo movie? Which Marvel villain do you think would be a good pick?
Doom.
Yeah, I was going to say Doom. Doom's good.
Anyone else?
Would you have to...
Trevor Slattery.
Yes. Would you have to establish Doom in a...
No, you could just do it.
You think you'd just do Doom?
Yeah.
Do you think Doom has the
no sympathy either? Just a bad man.
Yeah. Do you think Doom has the name recognition of, say, a Joker though?
No. But you know, Iron Man was an Iron Man.
No, that's true. Yeah.
Now he's Iron Man.
I guess if you introduced, I wonder maybe they could introduce him as like you give him the it's like Killmonger. He's a very compelling backstory and what have you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you bring that dude.
You know
in
that there. Book of Doom or whatever.
Book of Doom, sure.
You do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know you can bring in. Yeah. Fantastic Four.
He says, I think this could maybe solve some of the difficulty the MCU has with creating memorable villains.
Ah, yes.
Could be interesting to see the Avengers fill a more antagonistic role in the story.
Yeah. I like that a lot. I think they should do it, and hopefully they will. Anyone else? Let me think.
Could we do it with any existing characters?
Killmonger. You could definitely do it.
Yeah, you could do it with Killmonger.
Who else is there? Who else haven't they obliterated? Guy Pierce's the Mandarin.
Guy Pierce's the Mandarin. When did he get those tattoos? Was it pre-extremis or post-extremis?
Pre. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
what
know.
What about like a Thanos?
Oh, it could be. Ooh.
What about Thanos?
Well, I mean,
why didn't you stop Thanos?
Well, I mean, we've seen the origin of Thanos, basically, right?
Yeah, sort of. I think we're going to see more of that anyway in upcoming stuff.
Yeah, I don't think I want to see a character whose arc is finished. Like, I don't want to. Oh, okay, I don't want to yeah. see.
You know,
I
guess, what the, you know what the prequel to somebody who's done?
Yeah, because yeah. the thing about like a Maleficent or a 101 Dalmatians lady
yeah.
is that. It's I mean, sort. It's the idea of it is sort of to like build sympathy for a character that was prior to that was sort of one dimensional
yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
and unlikable. And I don't want to see because I know Thanos' arc is ended, and I don't want to be like, oh, he was a poor little boy, and everybody made fun of him for being his brother made fun of him for being purple yeah. or whatever. And
we can't do like
yeah.
And if you do like real Mandarin, we did that already. We're doing Loki, I guess, but he's not really on this point. Like, do you want Whiplash? Do you want like? Characters like Whiplash.
Grey Gargoyle.
Grey Gargoyle. Upcoming.
Hypnotia.
But if you did like.
Blizzard.
If you did like.
He was trapped in a fridge by some bullies.
That's a good one.
Mm.
If you did like Whiplash or say like Yellow Jacket.
Yes.
What if these guys were around before they had any superpowers? It's like. Oh,
yeah, right.
But maybe like Caecilius might be an interesting one.
Okay.
But I think, again, that's an early days.
Mm.
Kurt Russell.
The,
Abomination.
The actor Kurt Russell, sure.
Yeah.
I reckon probably New would work.
M'Baku,
better.
But he's not really a bad guy.
No, I reckon
he
New
is
would
in
be,
the comics.
As soon as I saw the email, I'm like Doom. So I think maybe that's the one. If you introduced him first,
yeah,
I think it'd be a fun reveal. If you this could never happen, but I think it'd be a fun reveal.
What about Hela?
Yeah,
early days Asgard stuff.
And she's not. I mean, she's dead, but she's not. They could bring her back.
Time travels.
Yeah, I think it'd be an interesting. They couldn't really do it, but I think it'd be an interesting reveal if you did. The origin of Doctor Doom from the perspective of Doctor Doom and not the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, yeah, like, totally.
And sort of painted as he's this unreliable narrator.
Yeah.
And he is doing all this science and magic to, you know, help save his mother and all this sort of stuff.
Because she's in hell.
And you see Reed Richards as this arrogant guy who's trying to stop him. I think that would be interesting. And then you turn it around at the end and be like, and also he's a supervillain. I think that, but you can't really do that now, especially because people would be like, oh, it's Doctor Doom.
Yeah.
Obviously.
But I think, you know, that's cool. Like if you know that going in.
Yeah, that's true.
And if
you
don't know, then that's also cool for different
reasons.
Yeah. What about like you could do a Silver Surfer Galactus situation, I guess. You could tie those two together.
Yeah.
But that would be more Silver Surfer-y.
And more of a buddy cop movie, wouldn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
One of them's like having a kid and they got to race to the hospital.
Yeah.
And they're weaving out of traffic and you think they're going to solve a crime, but they're going to the hospital.
That's right.
It's what
Galacta. No, he has a daughter.
Yes,
called
I know.
Oh, you do know? Okay, yeah. Great.
Wait, who's he married to? I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean he's married.
That's true, yeah.
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 How does he...
afford the child support. I don't know.
Because he's eating all the currency.
That's right. Yeah.
Anyway, I got a tweet here.
Okay, please.
For my watch stuff. Mm-hmm. This hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. The remastered GTA trilogy dropping this week makes me wonder if we're going to see remasters of movies soon. George Lucas nearly ruined the idea, but I'm guessing modern movies have enough data to be improved by future re-renderings, hopefully avoiding rewrites. Well, it's interesting because on Disney Plus this week, they also opened up the aspect ratio for a bunch of MCU movies.
Mm.
So you can now watch them in like an IMAX format.
How does that work?
Just
does it just look like a box on
taller,
your...
Taller, boxier.
Okay.
Yeah,
do I need to get a bigger TV for that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Do you want a bigger TV?
Not really.
Then you don't have to.
Yeah.
Apparently the GTA trilogy remaster is also terrible. But no, I think they've always been doing this. Not always, but... They're always tweaking stuff and they're like, this is the whatever cut and whatever, you know?
Movies are very Apocalypse much Now, flux. And then it's the Redux or whatever.
Exactly. Mm. Apocalypse When. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called Apocalypse When, James. Yes. It's the prequel.
Wow.
And everybody's walking around going, Apocalypse When.
When's this happening? When's this going to kick off?
Yeah, right?
Soon, I hope. I'm bored.
It's so boring out here in the Vietnam War. It's boring. It's boring. But surf's not up yet.
Yeah.
I want to do a surf. But there's no surf
no
currently.
No surf's coming in.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it's I think they're doing it. But I think no, they but you're right, I guess, in terms of they have everything.
Have you seen any footage from that GTA remaster?
Yeah, it looks like total looks wild. Shit. Isn't it like the redesign I'm not a huge fan of. But I could see how you'd go like, oh yeah, they've got a particular artistic kind of flair they're going for. But everything else about it is just broken.
Yeah.
I was thinking about maybe getting it, but I'm definitely not getting it now. Mm. You can't like I love a re-release. I'm a huge fan. Like they're doing a Prince of Persia remake of the 2003 game, which is one of my favorite games of all time. And they're redoing the whole thing and they've kept pushing it back. And I'm like, I wonder if this is going to be any good. Probably not. But like, I love the idea of playing a classic game like updated. Yes. They did it with all the like Resident Evil 2 and 3 and they're probably doing 4 and it's cool. It's good. They're probably doing Metal Gear Solid, the original one.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
So
I would like to replay it.
Yeah. But just like dumping like a broken version and like doing slightly updated.
I wonder if they would do because Kojima is not involved with Konami anymore. I wonder if maybe...
The rumor is they are.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Rumor is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Because it would be nice to play that original one with like updated graphics that are good.
I agree. Yeah. Or you could just play the
They were good ones. At the time. I remember being like, wow.
I think they still hold up for the most part, don't they?
First one, maybe not so much.
There you go. Here's a question from Marcel on Twitter.
Go on.
#WeeklyPlanetPod. The only Marvel Studios news I want from Disney Plus Day is to hear that Sam Rockwell is back for the upcoming Armor Wars as Justin Hammer.
Mm.
Totally.
Would love it, yeah.
Please. Speaking of get his own movie, maybe.
Oh, Justin Hammer movie.
Yeah.
Why is he so terrible?
Yeah.
It's a shame he's incompetent, that guy.
They can fix that.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe just a series of comical scrapes that he gets into. I think
that's fine too. Yeah. Just to see a bit of Sam Rockwell out there.
Just another Sam Rockwell movie. Just give us more Sam Rockwell.
What are you up to now? Give us
Oh, it's like The World According to Jeff Goldblum. It's called Sam Rockwell, What Are You Up To Now? And it just
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. You just see this shaky cam run up to him. He's at an ice cream van, he's getting an ice cream. I'm just getting an ice cream.
Sam Rockwell.
You do this every day. Stop it. This is from Marlon.
Yep.
He says, have you ever or would you ever read a movie script without watching the actual movie?
The only script I can think that I've read is that Harry Potter Cursed Child script, which is not a movie script. It's a play script.
Did you watch that before? Did you read that before
you
watched
it? Yeah, like
before. Oh, because it was out.
It was out years before.
Was the idea that it was theoretical? Like it was a theoretical?
No, they were making it.
But they released the script in advance.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I would like to read the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood script.
Oh, yeah.
But again, I have seen that movie, so...
I think I have. I've read some things. I don't know. I've read some like comic scripts.
Yeah, and we've definitely read some cancelled. We've read plenty of cancelled comic book movie snippets.
Yeah.
So probably.
Yeah.
Don't have any specifics right here.
Me neither.
But I think it would also depend on the author.
The
screenwriter. Because I know some scripts are like fun in and of themselves. Like the scene descriptions are funny or like
I couldn't put it down.
Exactly. And whereas some scripts are just very basic of like
I had to put it down.
Interior, hotel, foyer, a man enters or whatever, but some like they fill it with a lot of colour to entertain the actors and give them a sense of, you know, time and
inside of a hotel.
Inside a hotel.
Daytime. Decor. Drab. In came a man.
He's drab. That's you. That's the actor playing this. He's drab and he's ugly. He's got a stupid face. It's Sam Rockwell. What? No.
I wouldn't put that down. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, that's right. He looks dumb, like an idiot. Probably can't even read a script to save his life, this man, this stupid man.
It's amazing he hasn't fallen over anything. He's so clumsy and stupid.
He sucks, this guy.
He's choking on an almond. Where did he even get it?
There's no almonds here. There's not a bowl of almonds anywhere. Did he get it out of his shoe? Did he fish an almond out of his shoe?
Who gross. Is this? This is you.
This guy's gross and he's dead. Anyway.
You got another letter?
No, that's all the letters.
I got a tweet here from Aiden Westhead who says, #WeeklyPlanetPod, will you guys be covering Amazon Prime's new series, The Wheel of Time, at all? It's a great series based on author Robert Jordan's books, and I feel you would both enjoy it. Excuse the pun, not my wheelhouse. But I think I'll...
I don't have the time for it.
What's it about?
I'm busy stalking Michael Jordan. I can't remember. I can't remember what it's about. But it's sort of it's Game of Thrones pre Game of Thrones. It's a fan big huge sweeping fantasy epic.
Is it?
I believe Robert Jordan passed away before he finished it. I think.
Wheel of Time is a high.
Or I've said that in the past, and people have emailed it and said no, he actually did finish it.
Co-author of the first three novels planned plus six book series. Wheel of Time spanned 14 volumes. Blah blah blah. So, yeah, it went from 1990 to 2013. So it's not about time travel and stuff?
No, I think the
wheel... There's also a role-playing game?
Yes.
Yes. Mm. Yes!
Is that your impression of me?
Yeah.
It's good. That was really good.
Thank you. Yeah. That was also the dialogue from that script. Yes! An almond I found in my shoe. Oh, wait.
Time for a little nibble.
I think it's an apricot pip. I'm still going to eat it. I'm an idiot.
stupid Sam Rockwell. Ah. He's all right, that guy. I think he's clever.
I still haven't watched fucking Foundation. So
yeah, neither have I.
Watched that.
We talked it up a lot, didn't we?
I've been looking forward to that for 100 years. Yeah. And I'm just like, I'll get to it.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that Tom Hanks Built a Robot movie, I think.
I think I looked at my TV and I went, how do I get Apple TV on this? I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
I
don't... Shout at your TV.
Oh, it turns out you can add... on Amazon Prime, you can add other channels to it, like other services.
Like Paramount Plus.
Like Shudder and Paramount Plus and all that sort of stuff. So I'll probably add some channels in the next couple of weeks.
You should do it. Are they free?
No. It's like the same price as just getting them normally, but it's one less app, so.
But it's also, you got to go through an app to get to it.
Yeah, nice.
And that is big business.
That is big business,
is that
baby.
The show?
That's the whole show, folks. Thank you so much for listening.
Wow.
Did you have any thoughts about No Time to Die? Or other things that we've said?
Are you Broden Kelly?
Are you?
Do you have any thoughts about it?
He's given me all his thoughts already.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did he say?
God.
Didn't want to get spoiled. He was kind enough not to.
No, I'm not gonna break the sanctity of the DMs.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right.
What do you reckon about that? But he's choking on an almond. He has said that. That's the last thing he sent to me, so I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what he's up to now.
Joey's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Folks, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for telling a friend to get them to listen. Thank you for lying to a friend to get them to listen. Thank you for leaving a 5-star review on any app you choose. Helps people find it.
Because you can do it in app, can't
And then
you?
It'll be like, have you thought about listening to this podcast? And people go, maybe I will.
And maybe you do.
Yeah. You stupid man, they say.
This is from Decomposition Brad, who says, Avengers, 5 stars, makes me want to be a pig rolling down a hill.
That's good.
Thank you.
Mm.
This is from Murdamza, who says, 2 cool dudes with attitudes. An awesome pod with 2 awesome chaps. Just letting the fellas know that they're very much appreciated all the way over here in Roswell, New Mexico.
Oh, that's the home of conspiracies.
Agreed. They're much, well, that's everywhere now, isn't it, really?
That's true.
They're much better than my podcast, which is called the GOFO podcast, G-O-F-O podcast, and also much more successful. Love the show and keep up the great work. Also, can I be the official Roswell, New Mexico ambassador of the show? Also, Meso, what do you think the story was?
About a guy in Mexico.
I think New you're Mexico. Right. Anyway,
it's in America.
Snuck in a sneaky plug for the GOFO podcast. So maybe if you want to sneak in a sneaky plug for a local business personal venture, maybe you're caught in a pyramid scheme and you need to kind of branch out a bit.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, this is
how selling a product that isn't really a product. It's just a link to a JPEG or something.
That's right.
You know, put that in there.
Put it in there.
Put it in your thing there.
I love it.
Me too. Folks, if you want to get into contact with us, you can go to weeklyplanetpod at Gmail, at Facebook, at Twitter, at Bandcamp. You can go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group on Facebook, or there's also a Weekly Planet Pod subreddit and a Discord. You can check out those. Fun civil times, having a good time talking about podcasts and pop culture. We're having a great time.
How many fun memories do you think people are making there?
Tens of thousands a day.
That's powerful stuff.
It's very powerful. I'm Wikipedia Brown on Twitter. On Instagram, I'm Nick Maso, NickMaseau. James is Mr. Thunder Movies everywhere. You can also follow our friend Rob Collings. He's at Rob Collings on Twitter. He's at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. You can chuck in a buck or any amount you wouldn't miss.
That's right.
That's our recommended amount.
Yeah,
any amount you wouldn't miss.
Exactly.
25 cents? A quarter?
Don't mind me just poking around the internet looking for more news.
Do you wish Australia had quarters?
No.
Okay.
Less silver coins in general. Get rid of them. The gum. I don't even carry a wallet so much anymore. I slip a credit card into my phone case and I walk around like that.
Wow.
Just like this. Look at me go.
So if you see James, he's got his phone out.
Yep.
Just swipe that phone, you get everything.
That's right, everything you'll ever need.
All in one go, very convenient.
Yeah. I won't like it, just to clarify.
Yeah, you'll hate it. Don't. And who are you going to call? The cops? You don't have a phone.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I could shout to the cops. There'd have to be one near.
That's true.
Fuck. Don't do that, please.
Folks, you can also go to bigsandwich.co for $9 per month. Bonus podcast, movie commentaries, yep. Early stuff.
Yep.
We're loving it. It's yep. Great. Great stuff over there. What are we doing this week on Big Sandwich?
Great question.
We're
doing the year 1973.
Specifically, we have a podcast called James and Mason's Time Capsule, where every episode we pick a year in pop culture, seemingly at random.
It's a depressing year, but there's some interesting stuff in there.
I agree. Yeah.
I like doing that. I'm recording that one. So yeah. And next week's going to be a movie commentary, and we probably will do a Spider-Man one.
Nice.
I'm guessing.
Ooh.
We'll have to think about it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Folks. Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes. We've got some T-shirts on tpublic.com. You just search for The Weekly Planet.
That's right.
And that is the whole thing. Next week, don't know yet.
Don't know. Snake Eyes.
The movie Snake. Oh, yes. Everybody, in preparation for next week, watch the movie Snake Eyes. If you've watched it before on our recommendation.
You've probably forgotten a lot of it.
Probably watch it again, I reckon. Yeah. Watch Snake Eyes. Get it fresh in your mind. And next week, we'll talk about Snake Eyes.
Order it off Amazon.com.
The big bumper yep. Snake Eyes episode.
Dust off. You wouldn't even need to dust it off because you've probably just...
Dust off your katana.
I was going to say, your coffee.
Swing it around your place.
No. If you've got a katana, you don't need to dust it off because you've been practicing the blade.
You've been practicing your cutters.
Same with your HD DVD of Snake Eyes.
That's right.
Which wouldn't get a single speck of dust on it because you are so often...
Spinning it every day. And oh, my God.
Putting it in and out of your DVD player.
Well, this next episode is for you. We're going to talk about Snake Eyes. You better believe it. All the stuff that happens in Snake Eyes. Yep. Motorcycle sword fights? Probably. I don't know.
Where's he get his Snake Eyes? We'll tell you.
Yeah.
You've already seen it.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
So anyway. All right. Thanks for listening.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
And goodbye.
Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes. But Snake Eyes next week.
Yeah, that's right.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network. I didn't mute you during this part.
Okay, that's cool.
But what were you saying?
I was going to say, don't, for people who listen this far,
yeah.
We're not actually going to do Snake Eyes.
We're never going to talk about Snake Eyes.
Everybody switched off has already watched Snake Eyes.
They've already, in anticipation.
They've already watched Snake Eyes and we're ready. But that's because we don't love them as much as we love you.
That's right.
People who are all the way at the end.
The true fans.
The true fans know we're never going to do Snake Eyes ever. No matter how many times we promote. Are we going to do Snake Eyes? Because I've heard it's not very good.
And they're never going to make another G.I. Joe movie, so we don't even have to watch it for anything in preparation.
Because we already did the other G.I. Joe
movies.
The
other ones, you know?
It's a shame because I like Henry Golding. I think he's very charming.
I agree. He'd make a better Bond than he would a Snake Eyes. Probably. Mm. I've never seen the movie Snake Eyes and I never will.
Right.
But next week, we actually are watching Snake Eyes.
Yeah, we're going to watch Snake Eyes actually, guys. There's a little tip for you, the true fans. We actually are going to watch Snake
Eyes. If you switched off thinking that we were watching Snake Eyes, congratulations.
Big bumper Snake Eyes episode next week. Okay, bye everyone.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.